Landcare Australia, along with First Nations educator and Wiradjuri man Adam Shipp, developed and launched a series of learning resources for Australian kids and youth groups with a First Nations perspective. The resources are curriculum-linked and will allow non-Indigenous young generations to know more about First Nations perspectives on weather, language and culture. Eduardo Jordan asked Junior Landcare Program Manager Joe Stenterford what kind of resources they've launched.
Basically, we've developed at least 10 new First Nations perspectives learning activities. So they are focusing on assisting educators in the classroom when teaching about our First Nations people, and basically hopefully helping, you know, all of us Australians to learn a little bit more about First Nations traditions, culture, and basically their love and care for our country.
So what are some of the videos on these resources that will be available for schools?
The topics that we are focusing on is exploring First Nations people languages map. So it's trying to identify, you know, whose country we're on. So basically each of us live and work in a particular country. And wouldn't it be wonderful if all of us can sort of recognize and respect and appreciate the country that we're on? We're also showcasing a series of videos that is about creating an Indigenous plant use garden. So it's a step-by-step learning activity as well as videos to showcase basically how each of us or our schools can create a bush tucker garden. And the other one is talking about the different weather and seasons or First Nations seasons. So as we all know, you know, traditional custodians, they see seasons as more than the four seasons that the Western cultures have, and how they utilize these seasons to kind of tell, you know, what's happening in the environment.
So why is it important for the younger generations in Australia to know more about these nations' perspectives, not only in climate change? I mean, we know First Nations people have much more knowledge on how to manage that, but also in yes. many other areas like languages and all that.
I think that each of us, all Australians, actually basically need to start taking the opportunity to gain a better understanding of our traditional custodians and, you know, gain a better insight into the culture and the ways that they cared for country, and also developing respect for their people, their practices, their culture. I think if we start doing that, it's helping, you know, gain a better respect for all the communities. So I think for us, you know, developing these resources, it's just enabling all of us to kind of, you know, gain a bit of confidence in learning how our traditional owners lived.
So what's the outcome you would like to see from these learning resources on a medium or a long term?
I think if each of us, you know, gain a little bit of understanding and respect as to the different practices or the different cultures of our traditional custodians, and build the confidence to reach out to them and learn more about their own knowledge, and ask, you know, our local traditional owners to teach us, I think that it'll build better communities, and basically it'll build inclusivity, you know, learn from their practices. And I think for me, the biggest thing is really developing respect, you know, for the knowledge of our First Nations peoples.
Now, Landcare created these resources along with Adam Shipp. How was the process of working with this First Nations educator?
Oh, he was wonderful. He was wonderful. So what we wanted to do was to develop sort of high-level learning activities, you know, on the topics of languages map, bush tucker gardens, and the local seasons. But we wanted a local perspective, and Adam sharing his knowledge, sharing his time, and just, you know, participating in the videos. He was just authentic, wonderful. And, you know, it was just mutual respect. He knew the importance of the work that we're trying to do. And at the same time, you know, we look to him for his knowledge and, you know, for him to lead this. And what we're hoping to do is that, you know, whilst we're sort of looking at Adam's story specifically, that when people are using the learning activities, they'll look to their local traditional custodians, they'll look to their local, you know, First Nations communities and sort of try and understand, you know, what's local and relevant to them.
So where can we get more information about these resources?
They're all up in the Junior Landcare website, so juniorlandcare.org.au. They're curriculum linked, so basically these have been developed by educators. So hopefully, you know, our educators will be able to use them in the classroom. But the aim really, Eduardo, is to help not only educators but ordinary people like myself to just gain a little bit more knowledge and insight and confidence in learning a little bit more about, you know, our traditional custodians.
Junior Landcare Program Manager Joe Stenterford speaking there with Eduardo Jordan.